Cloister. You are now in the cloister, which was renovated in the 1950s. The clear glass window panes were replaced by stained glass, illustrating the coats of arms of all the abbot counts who governed this institution and their years of service at the abbey. Marble, quarried locally, was laid the entire length of the cloister and even up the walls. The marble plaques along the walls are arranged like an open book and create a mesmerizing symmetry along the corridor. The black, white, and grey marble was quarried in Mazy and Golzin, villages attached to Gembloux, and testifies to the skilled craftsmanship of this region. The quarry has been exploited for centuries, and even today, marble is extracted from the Merbis Primor factory in Bossière, another village of Gembloux. The windowsills are all black marble, and interestingly, the black marble on the tomb of Queen Elizabeth II came from Mazy. Take a moment to soak up the tranquility of this cloister dedicated to contemplation and prayer. On a sunny day, the shimmering colours of the stained glass windows are reflected on the marble, creating an enchanting visual spectacle. Don't forget to have a look at the cloister garden, which once had a roof over it, as it was used as a temporary auditorium and chemistry laboratory.